king is gone. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Danny Amsterdam.
Danny Amsterdam?
Yes.
That's, you're going back to two names now?
Yes. Do you remember once upon a time I was Richie Amsterdam?
I do.
So when I was deciding to be Danny Amsterdam, I was like, is this Richie's brother?
So you did it because you think it might be Richie's brother. It has nothing to do with the fact that we got a fan mail from somebody named Danny who said that they listen to our podcast to go to sleep.
In Amsterdam, right?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, listening to it to go to sleep?
I think it's a great thing. Before we had our own podcast, listen to other people's podcasts also to go to sleep. And it's not because the podcast matter is boring. You listen. Sometimes I listen because I like one of their voices.
Right.
It's very calming before I sleep. And then the other one, I do really like I like the contents of both. But the other one where I really love the contents, I would just listen until I could fall asleep.
So which of our voices is soothing? Is it
probably yours.
No. Really?
I think so.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say.
Here's
Danny.
That's for you.
Danny A? Or do I need to address you formally as Danny Amsterdam, Danny A, or just Danny? Which of the three?
Danny Amsterdam, Danny A, Danny. You can call me any of them. And you can even call me Danny Netherlands if you want to be proper. Yes.
Wow, look at you go. Well, I know you look perplexed when I gave my opening.
I know, the king.
The king is gone. You were the one who told me about this.
So weird, because I was thinking Elvis died a long time ago.
Right, it's not Elvis.
And it's not the anniversary. The anniversary is August 16th. It's coming up.
Correct.
But it's not yet.
No. The king is gone. Weren't you the one who told me that our famed Indian restaurant that was in a Burger King has closed down at this point?
I should drive you by it later.
Oh.
Yes. It's so sad.
It is very depressing.
I mean, we only just spoke about it. It only opened when we started the show. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary.
Right. Had they had the drive-through, maybe they'd still be in business.
And I told you, we ate there several times. The food was quite good.
I feel
bad for them. They tried, you know?
Right. Well, the king is gone, so there is a vacant storefront. Hopefully another gym will move in because we only have five in town now.
Five? We may be five all over gyms. We have 50 if you count the spin gyms, the cardio.
Well, that's true. I'm talking about
classes,
the actual ones where you
full
pump.
Full service gym. Right.
Pump barbells,
five,
which I'm
right,
trying. How am I doing? Is this good form? I'm doing it right now.
You have biceps.
For no one can see, even though I'm just doing it.
We do this the whole time we record.
I'll be out of breath.
No, maybe I would get arms like you. See, you have golf arms. At least you exercise. I have Hadassah arms.
All right, I'm done. I'm too tired.
My arms show that the only exercise they get is eating.
I'm too tired to do this.
Chew my mouth. But I know, it's amazing without even a weight. Well, just back to the Burger King. And it's interesting, you know, I'm getting sentimental because the show is almost a year old.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of all the things that have happened and we've talked about. The Indian King restaurant in the Burger King.
But I want to save that for our one-year anniversary.
Didn't we also talk about, didn't we open the show sort of talking about how there was an outcry about the diner that closed?
Yes. That was our first.
That's what I thought. Do you know that the other night I was thinking of you, but you were home hiding in the air conditioning.
Right.
I went to the new diner. It finally opened a month or two ago.
How was it?
It took me a month or two to get there. It was good. But, you know, they have vegan entries. Like, they really updated it.
Is it entry or entree?
Well, I guess it's entree.
Is it? I don't know. I'm asking.
I wasn't even thinking of it as
I wasn't entree. Saying it to mock.
Right. I wasn't thinking of it as entree v. appetizer. I was thinking entries, like offerings.
Oh, I
you
see.
Know, but I might, but entree too. But they have,
did they have appetizers?
Yes.
Or is it appetizer? No,
aperitifs.
I'm kidding.
That would be French. They had, I had a whole, of course, big conversation with my waitress who told me what's going on.
Really?
So she's Greek, and she told me the family who bought it is, because I said, are these the same owners? They just redid it. She said, no. All new owners, new family, new business, new name, new everything. And I said, oh. And she goes, but it made me laugh because she did say, you know, new family, new owners. But then she said, well, they're related to the original owners. That made me laugh because it's like, isn't that the same family? But she goes, but they're not like brothers or sisters. They're cousins. The first owner.
But
so
cousins are not related?
I guess like their families must be very big. So she meant such a big family that like it's far removed. So
at what point did she say, you know, I have to go take care of some other customers?
She never did.
Really?
I let her go. I kept saying, well, I should let you go. Because she seemed to want to talk all night. It wasn't that crowded when I was there.
I see.
It was during one of the... Speaking of our last show, we talked about my fear of trees. I was driving home from Town Fields, 10 minutes away, to Town Port, It was after I waited the full day. No, I waited 4 hours after a storm, or 5 hours. And then it starts raining again, and really heavily. Heavy rain.
Were you freaking?
It's freaking out. And I start thinking to myself, I'm seeing the trees, and I'm like, this is exactly how it happens to the people that it happens to. They're driving. It's just raining. They're not thinking something's going to fall on them. And then, boom, it falls. So I was like, I got to find a place to pull over. And the closest place was the diner that was on the main road.
Gotcha.
So I first parked in the parking lot. So because I was feeling very like Toto, Auntie M, like it's tornado-ish, and the whole thing. So I went in. So I waited in the parking lot.
So you're feeling, wait a second. I just have to go. You're Toto. Feeling Toto, Auntie M.
No, Auntie M.
And that equates with matzo ball and blintzes.
Well, no. I mean, in Kansas, I don't think they have.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Very like tornado. Oh, my goodness. I was feeling
so when a tornado comes, you are immediately going
to
be.
Jewish comfort food.
Right. Yeah. Matzo ball soup is going to cure all.
And blintzes.
As you're flying away, you'll be shoveling never, soup never in your food. Matzo
well,
ball.
What would you call noodles? What would be comfort food to you?
French fries are comfort food. Pizza is comfort food.
Okay.
Carvel ice cream, 2-for-1 on Wednesday is comfort food.
I think of those more as kid palate food.
Well, I'm a kid.
Well, this is fine.
I'm a Toys R Us kid, even though it's not here anymore.
Aww.
I know.
The kangaroo, Jeffrey.
Yes. So,
Jeffrey the giraffe, not kangaroo.
I have no idea how this entire conversation started today on Community News.
I love to track them. Well,
yes, I have no idea where we are. Exactly.
Where they go. But anyway, so I was in the diner, and it was funny to me. I was going to write you and go, guess where I am.
Right.
But I knew you were busy at home in the air conditioning avoiding the world. So I didn't
want
to disrupt
Thank you.
I didn't want to disturb you. But there I was. I actually did a little Facebook Live from there. If you scroll down my wall, you'll find it.
Wow.
As I said, other friends of mine who've moved away from Townfield and Townport years ago wouldn't believe that this place that we all grew up going to, getting our gravy fries, 2 a.m. after the parties, after the bars closed down, now it's something else. They redid the inside and everything. So I did a Facebook Live, and it got quite a lot of, you know, people saying, wow, I can't believe that's our old Acropolis Diner, and it's now the Townport Diner.
That is unbelievable. I can't believe I didn't open the show with the diner opening instead of something close. There's
South
beginnings
Townport
and
diner,
closings and beginnings, but it's okay.
I can't believe that's all happened within a year.
It's unbelievable.
There are people who are cynics who live here and say, nothing ever happens here. It's so small town, nothing happens here. But when you look at how much has happened in our year, a lot happens.
A lot.
It's like your therapist says, in small communities, even more is happening. I forgot what she said.
Speaking of therapy, have you ever told your therapist about this whole tree limb thing or no?
No.
That is not even rate.
That doesn't even, yeah, not at all. It's
right.
Funny because like there's so many things that haven't even made it in there. I mean, like I told you, I think we're doing it wrong all along, but I did once message her in terms of fears that, like, I don't like to let the kids ride their bicycle around the block because there's too many weirdos and perverts and pedophiles, and I'm scared of that. I said, I know that, like, I said, if I'm very not controlling of my children. Like, I let them make their own choices and make their own decisions. I said, except in the area of, like, safety, I'm a little bit of a freak. And I said, but I know that, and the kids know it, and I discuss it with them, and I say, it's not that I don't want you to have independence. There's a lot of weirdos, and so I have discussed that.
Are these the same weirdos that waited at 11:30 at night for the book sale last weekend?
Who knows? I know.
You never know.
I wish I knew who that was.
Exactly.
Were they homeless? And
it
was just like, waited in front of this building versus that building?
I have no idea. Who knows? So, anything else? Yeah, last thing. There was an arrest in town. I don't know if you heard.
Not the fart arrest.
Oh. The even better one. Speaking of bladder leakage, which I haven't mentioned,
yeah.
A guy was peeing on the gas station at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
the cops came over, arrested him, and found he had a loaded gun. Now, if you have a loaded gun, what are you doing peeing on a gas station at 3:30
right.
in the morning?
It's also.
I guess if you have a loaded gun, what are you going
to
do anyway?
I read that. I didn't know if it was supposed to be satire. Like he had a loaded gun
that
he was peeing with. You know, at first I thought
they're not
like,
that witty in the newspaper.
Yeah, I thought it was like one of those satirical news things.
Right.
You know, the whole thing is cuckoo. I mean, why don't you get a bathroom, dude? Go to the real bathroom.
So, in a synopsis of what's going on in town. The Indian restaurant, the Burger King, closed. the new diner opened, and a guy was arrested for peeing on the gas station. That's quite a few days here in Townport.
And when you read
Townport.
It, were you worried that guy was me, that I was dressed in man clothes?
Yes, I was worried.
Of my peeing stories? Okay.
Yes, I was. With a loaded gun, especially.
Right, you thought it could be Sasha.
I have no idea.
Off
you know,
the rails, Sasha.
I'm not sure when the last time you went to therapy was, so you could be the one with the loaded gun
and I could be dressed
taking out.
Undercover as a man.
Right.
Which I actually was doing last week.
You were.
I was dressed as a man.
When you're dressing as a man, do you wear a bra? Or are you sans bra?
Of course sans bra.
Oh. That's
it was easier to not wear a bra with that because they're big man's shirts, way too big for me, and so it kind of covers everything.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'll show you a photo.
So anyone who notices an interesting looking man dressed around town, it's just Danny Netherlands walking around incognito.
Danny Netherlands.
Trying to get out of it. Anyway, that about wraps up this Friday edition of Community News.
Oh, I hope everybody has a fantastic week.
Have a wonderful weekend, Danny. It's a pleasure, as always, seeing you.
Always
I'll see you
great.
On Tuesday.
Always great to see you, Paul.
Are you still going
to
be here? Are you going to be here on Tuesday?
I will be here on Tuesday, but Danny Netherlands won't.
All right. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. We love you, community.
See you soon.